Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the right kind of preparation. And we're going to see this example in the life of Moses. So I'm going to read you from Exodus chapter 2, starting at verse 11, a little bit longer than the normal verse or two that we take on these daily devotionals. But today I'm going to read to you four verses, Exodus chapter 2, starting at verse 11, where we read, "Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that way, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong, 'Why are you striking your companion?' Then he said, 'Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?' So Moses feared and said, 'Surely this thing is known.'" Now, according to Acts chapter 7, verse 23, this happened when Moses was 40 years old. For all his 40 years before this, Moses had been trained to become the next Pharaoh of Egypt, all the while being made aware of his true origins by his mother. On this occasion, Moses was certainly right in preventing the beating of one of his Hebrew brethren. Yet at the same time, this was perhaps a premature attempt to fulfill his destiny, to make himself the deliverer of Israel from Egypt's bondage in a way that made sense to his own way of planning. Acts chapter 7, verse 25 shows us exactly where Moses' heart was. This is what that verse says. "For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand." God's plan was to use Moses to deliver Israel, but he did it in a way that no one would expect, especially Moses. Moses planned the deliverance of Israel the way that any one of us would, and logically saw himself as the deliverer because of his accepted leadership among the Egyptians. The only problem was that God was going to accomplish this deliverance and use Moses in a way that no man would ever dream of. So why did God allow all this? Moses had no idea of it at the time, but he was too big for God to use. Moses had tried to do the Lord's work in man's wisdom and power, and it wouldn't work. After 40 years of seemingly perfect preparation, Moses had another 40 years of seemingly meaningless waiting in order to perfect God's preparation. In addition, Moses' leadership was not accepted by the Jewish masses, even though God had made him a prince and a judge over them. Moses, like Jesus, was rejected by Israel at his first coming. Both Moses and Jesus were favored by God from birth. Both were miraculously preserved in their childhood. Both were mighty in word and deed. Both offered deliverance to Israel. Both were rejected. They were both rejected with spite, and they were both rejected with Israel denying that they had any right to be a ruler or a judge over them. Just like Jesus, Moses could not be a deliverer when he lived in the palaces of glory. He had to come down off the throne, away from the palace, to a humble place before he could ever deliver his people. We remember when our Savior left his exalted place and place of privilege to save his people. And we see so clearly how Moses was a preview of Jesus. Friend, don't make the same mistake that the Israelites made in Exodus chapter 2. They rejected the leadership of their deliverer. Let's accept the leadership of our great deliverer, Jesus Christ, and surrender ourselves to it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.